Welcome to tonight's call with Kristen Scanlon. This is Katie Curtin, and I'm hosting this call as part of the 10-day Money Magic Marathon. The topic is Body Talk, Your Business to Success. And our guest expert is Kristen Scanlon, Real Magic, Real Miracles radio show host, Body Talk practitioner, and animal communicator. In this call, I'll be first asking Kristen some questions about her background and her work in body talk and how you can use body talk to create a thriving business as well as to improve your health in all areas of your life. Kristen will then do a group energy clearing for your businesses. After that, we'll open up the call for questions and comments, and there'll be lots of time for that. But first, more background on Kristen. Kristen Hanlon has many talents. She started out her career as a music teacher. Then she decided to pursue a career in animal communication. In 2009, she discovered body talk and became a certified body talk practitioner. Recently, she's taken on another role as co-host of the radio show Real Magic, Real Miracles. So I'd like to welcome Kristen to the call. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
So I'm going to begin by asking you, what led you to become a body talk practitioner and animal communicator?
Well, it was actually the animal communication that came first. My sister's cat, she disappeared. He disappeared, and my sister called and said, hey, I talked to an animal communicator, and she said that Oscar is fine, he's not in any pain, and I'm like, yeah, okay. I really thought she was crazy, didn't believe her. And then she said, fine, I'll prove it to you. And I said, that's okay. I wasn't going to believe her anyway. And she had the animal communicator talk to my cat, who had passed away a year before. So now not only is she telling me that animals can talk, but you can also talk to ones that have passed away. And when my mother called me after that session, my sister lives in Seattle. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And my mother called and said, this is what the communicator said. And there was no way my sister knew the information. My mother didn't know the information. And the communicator couldn't have possibly known the information that was given to me by my cat. And I was actually driving home because I didn't think it would be that big of a deal to take that call. And I ended up having to pull over to the side of the road because I was crying so hard from the message from my cat. And really what got me really into communication and working with the animals is because of the healing qualities they have. And body talk came in several years later because I needed to find a different way to take care of my animals. And I really just wanted to teach animal communication and be an animal communicator, a professional animal communicator. And when my mom said, you should take this body talk class, I said, no, I'm not interested in that. It took her about 6 months for her to convince me to take body talk because she finally said, Chris, they have a body talk for animals. Well, that got me hook, line, and sinker. And so I ended up taking the class, fell in love with it. It was like a fish to water at that point, and I became certified within 6 months of taking the first class.
Wow. And so just to backtrack a little bit, what exactly is animal communication?
Animal communication is literally having a conversation with an animal. Just like you and I talk, you can do that with the animal. It's all energy, so it's using telepathy. It's not psychic work. I'm not predicting the future. They're not necessarily predicting the future. They might tell you some stuff, but, you know, it's just like anything else. You may not believe them. But it literally, if you think of the movie Dr. Doolittle, where, you know, he talks to the animals and the animals talk to him, and they have normal conversations, that is animal communication.
And you can have that much conversation with your animals.
Oh, yes. You absolutely can. Sometimes, you know,
Dr. Doolittle. So
the difference is with animal communication, it comes in different ways. So I often have conversations with them. Sometimes I get pictures from them. They can send your information to you many different ways, whether it's through words, pictures. Sometimes it'll be a smell. They'll send a certain smell to you or a feeling. If they're in pain, they might send you what that pain feels like to them. It all depends on how you best receive your information.
Oh, I see. So if you're a very visual person, it might be a picture, and if you're a feeling person, it might be a feeling.
Right, right.
Yeah, whatever senses are stronger. Very interesting. Well, I'm going to go back to the body talk and body talk for business as well, as that's our main topic. But I certainly think the whole topic of animal communication is fascinating. So I'm going to ask you first, that before we even get into how body talk can help your business, is for you to explain, for those on the call who've never had any experience with body talk, what is body talk and how does it help? Well, what is body talk, and then we'll go into how it will help.
And that is one of the most difficult questions to answer, to be honest. What is body talk? It's an energy modality that combines Western medicine with Eastern medicine and yoga and all sorts of different things in between. It's based on the premise, basically, you use muscle checking, which is, if people are familiar with kinesiology, I use muscle checking. So our bodies respond to what's good for us and what's not good for us in certain ways. And I use that reaction to find out what's going on with your body. I ask it, your body, yes and no questions based on your responses is how I get my answers. And I like to describe it as our bodies are like a puzzle, and our bodies need to heal if you get to the core of the problem and what is priority for things to heal, then you build a good foundation for everything else to heal within itself. So instead of treating the symptom, we actually, body talk treats the whole person, and it treats what the body says is priority to work with. And so I look at it as a puzzle. If you're trying to put a puzzle together, you can't put it together any way you want. The pieces have to go in a certain way in order for you to get the full picture. And so that's what body talk does, is it puts things together for you so your body heals in the order that it needs to heal.
Yeah, and just to clarify that a bit, because I've experienced body talk and I love it, but what I found is that I can come to a session with an issue, but that's not necessarily the one that's going to get treated first. So maybe you could explain that a little bit more. You were using the words, whichever is a priority to heal. But just for people who don't have that experience.
Well, sometimes what we think is our problem isn't the problem. And when we say priority, it's what is the core of the issue that's causing all this other stuff to take place. So you may come in with the best one is actually it happened in an access class, one of the classes for body talk, and this guy came in with horrible back pain, and they did the hydration technique. That night he went home and he got rid of over a gallon of water or a gallon of fluid from his system.
Wow.
Now, that had nothing to do with his back. It had nothing to do with the skeletal system. It was water, simply water. But his back pain went away. because it went to the priority of what was the issue. The issue was his body was overhydrated. His body wasn't using the water properly that he was taking in.
Very interesting. So tell me a little bit more about what body talk can heal, and then we'll get into the business part.
Body talk can heal. Really, I haven't found anything it hasn't been able to heal. I've worked with people with anything from depression to fibromyalgia to arthritis, anxiety issues, cancer, you name it, it's been worked with. I've worked with some, I worked with a child with Lyme disease. I've worked with, and it works on adults, children, animals, plants. Anything that has energy is a living, breathing thing it works with. So depending on what's going on or what needs to be healed will be healed.
Thank you. And I know several people who are my friends who were healed of cancer through, you know, like brain tumors. One of them had brain tumors through body talk. And actually, it's interesting because a lot of people come into body talk because of treating something that they have and then wanting to be able to share it with others and learn the techniques so that they can give other people the healing that they've received.
Yes. Yeah. And our goal is to not be you again. Our goal is to take care of, obviously you can have years and years of body talk and it's good as a maintenance thing long-term. But when you come in with an issue, our goal is that you don't have to deal with that anymore. And it's gone. And once you have in body talk, it builds on each other. Each session builds on the last one. So your body doesn't necessarily forget what we did, you know, 10 sessions ago. It remembers it. You'll never have the same body talk session twice.
Yeah. And there's one other thing that I wanted to clarify about body talk, and that is you talked a little bit about access, body talk access. And I was wondering if you could explain it a bit, because that's something that people can do almost every day if they want to, and that helps maintain for maintenance of the body. So maybe you could tell people a little bit about that.
Body Talk Access is a one-day class that you can take that gives you five major techniques within the body talk system itself. So it teaches you cortices, which is balancing the brain, the left and right sides of the brain. When they're both working together, you feel like you're in the zone. You get that moment, you know, when you're in the zone and you're really focused and you get so much done. That's when you're using both the left and the right side of the brain. It teaches you switching, which is a stress reliever when you're really stressed out. And it's like you should have turned left and instead you went right, but you knew that, but you didn't. And you're just kind of on overload. Your body's on overload. The switching technique, it brings you back to a normal stress level. It teaches you the body chemistry technique, which is anything from viruses and bacteria, allergies, intolerances, any of that stuff gets taken care of in the body chemistry technique. And then there's the hydration technique, which it helps your body balance the water that comes into your body. Sometimes our cells, you can drink tons and tons and tons of water, but our cells don't know necessarily what to do with that. So that helps the cells recognize what water is and how to utilize the water in our body. And then there's the 17, what we call reciprocals, because our bodies have to move. When you walk, your left side goes forward, your right side goes back, and it has to have that give and take in order to be able to move. And so you balance the entire skeletal system. It's like having a really gentle chiropractic appointment, without any cracking or popping.
I've never heard it described that way. Very nice. And these can be used also in emergencies. And I've actually, because I took the one-day workshop, at times have used it in emergency. Like, for example, my son got it when he was younger, got a really bad bump and on his head, and it was swelling up, like, to be really huge. And he was in the office. And he doesn't often cry, but he certainly was crying right then and just in shock. And so he was in the principal's office, and I just did some of the techniques, cortices and all that. And I think it was mostly the cortices. And right away, within like 2 minutes, it wasn't that it wasn't hurting, but he was out of shock and not crying anymore. So it works even when, it works really well on kids and pets because they just naturally seem to be able to take it in.
Yeah, they accept it. That's the fast aid technique, and it has saved me numerous times. I burned my hand once on a really hot skillet, and I normally put lavender on it and, you know, try to ice it or whatever when you really shouldn't ice it. But I was like, my brain suddenly was like, fast aid. Oh, yeah, I should do the fast aid technique. I think I did 3 rounds of what's called the fast aid technique, and I don't even know where I burned my hand at that point. And it was starting to blister. And by the next day, I didn't know what hand I burned because it was gone. Body talk is based on the premise. Your body knows what it needs to do to heal. We're reminding it what it needs to do. We reset the system.
Yeah, and it's in a sense, isn't it, unblocking certain of the connections so that which get blocked energetically?
Yep, or
so that
when we're under
different
stress.
Parts of the body can communicate. That's a little bit crude the way I'm saying it, but.
No, it's actually a really good way. It's communication breaks down in the body, and pretty soon your liver isn't talking properly to the spleen, which isn't talking properly to the lungs, to the breathing cycle. So all these things start breaking down in communication. It's like one big dysfunction, and then that's when things start to happen. So we go in and link up that communication and say, okay, you need to start talking to each other. The things work better, and it makes it more functional.
Wonderful. Now, before going into body talk for business, I just have one question that I have to ask you, is what you've become lately a radio show host. What made you do that? What led you to that?
Well, a friend and I decided, we had discovered that when we work together, things start to happen. And she is the founder of a modality called Energetic Empathy, and it works with the chakras. And I do the body talk, and then she does EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And when we did those 3 things in combination, things happened at warp speed. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to, and also, you know, we're looking at our lives going, we really create magic. And everybody creates magic.
Yeah.
But what does that really mean? And so we decided to do real magic, real miracles in everyday life. Because what we were doing was not difficult. It just, you just need to do it. And to give people that really down-to-earth feel of, look, you know, we complain all the time too. And the law of attraction, we know the law of attraction works perfectly. But, you know, we have those bad days. And this is, we want to share that it's normal to have things like that happen, but really finding the real magic and the real miracles in our everyday life.
Wonderful. And, I'll be sending a link after the call to some of the things that Kristen is involved in, including a link for people to be able to listen to her radio program. So let's get into the big thing of the call, which is using body talk on your businesses. Now, that sounds a little bit strange because you're doing so many things around the physical, the realm of physical health and everything, how in the earth did you ever come to the to thinking, oh, I'm going to do it on my business? And how do you do it?
Well, I had a Body Talk for Business session when I took one of the classes, and I had someone else do it on me, and I thought, wow, this is kind of weird, because you have to think really abstract. But how I started doing it was I worked with a friend. It was more of a guinea pig situation, and I did a Body Talk session. We decided to try body talking his business, and instead of like the heart on someone's body, you think of the heart of the business. So you just have to translate those things to kind of a business structure in a way.
Yeah.
Because your business is a living, breathing thing, and you're a part of that business. So you're attached to that business, and your energy is attached to it. Well, I did a body talk session on his business, and he made more money that following week than he had the entire month before. And so we looked at each other, we're like, wow, that's interesting. And so we've continued to do it, and his business has grown. It's probably doubled, if not tripled at this point. And then another woman was like, well, do you think we could body talk my house in foreclosure? And
body talk your house in foreclosure?
Well, her house was in foreclosure, and they literally were going to have to move in 2 weeks. And she didn't know what to do. They'd been trying to get extensions and all that stuff. And so I said, well, I don't know. Let's try it. So I did a quick body talk session on it. And the next day, the bank called her and said, never mind, we're dropping the foreclosure. Keep your house.
Wow.
And again, we just looked at each other going, huh, that's interesting. So we were just kind of going, scratching our heads, going, what in the world? But this is something. And I know, Katie, we've done it with you. And
right.
You never be careful what you ask for. You know, there is that aspect. I've body talked a friend's job situation. She needed a job. She worked on every little thing she wanted. And within 2 weeks, she had a job that had everything on her list. Right down to, she said that she wanted to have free meals or access to very cheap meals. Well, it ended up that the company she was hired with was right up the street from where she lived. She didn't have a car, so she also wanted a very short commute or no commute. And she lived right up the street, and they were moving their office within 2 months, literally to the building across the alley from her apartment building. So her free to cheap lunches meant she could go home for lunch.
Uh-huh.
So, be open to what it looks like, but it does move stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great stuff. And I know that I discovered quite a bit about what was going on with my business. And, yes, it also relates to traumas that you might have with your business. That maybe sort of stopping you from, in my case, I just stopped letting anything in because of some business traumas that had happened in the past. And Kristen helped unblock that. So it's really been quite super, you know, helping me to move forward.
Yeah. It moves the energy around.
Which is why I wanted to share it with all of you. And, Kristen, I'm wondering now is there anything else you wanted to say around that, or should we go into a group clearing, or no, it's not a group body talk session for business?
We will do a group body talk session for business. It won't be very long. It'll be a very short session. Most of these sessions take about half hour to 45 minutes, if not an hour, when you get into a full business for body talk, or body talk for business, I'm sorry. So what I would like everybody to do is either have in mind of a couple of things that they would like to have happen for their business or for their money situation, if they can, write it down. Write down a couple of things. And then I'm just going to start with that energy. I'm going to start on a session. And I get super quiet. So I don't know if you want to talk during it, Katie, or what you want to do. But don't worry about me losing concentration because I'll just go for it. So.
Oh, so you don't want to talk then. So that might be for 5 or 10 minutes?
It'll be for a couple minutes. It's, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'll try and fill it with something because the recordings go off if there's nothing. So just people that will know that it's happening while I'm thinking very quickly what to talk about. So well, just before you start, you're asking people just to write down what they would like to manifest in their business. Is that right?
Yep.
Right in the next couple of weeks, or how do we want to phrase that?
You know, put it out there for yourself. Right now, I'm just because it's a group session.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure how it will work out individually.
Right.
But it also, what you put down is your intention. And intentions are very powerful as well.
Okay.
So if you want to see something within a week.
We've been experimenting in this, 10-day money marathon about how some of the techniques work collectively. And it's actually been really interesting, these experiments, because they've gone very well. And so I'm sure that it's going to be very interesting to see what happens here, too. And are you starting now?
Yep, I've already started.
Okay, so I'm filling time, and I'm thinking of my intentions. And, I'm going to just put mine down and allow you at least 30 seconds, I think I can go without talking, and then I'll start filling in again. Yeah. And what would be so nurturing to you to have happen in your business? What would be kind of fun and both good for you and good for your business and bring in the kind of income you would like? And, fun coming up. I'm going to talk about fun while she's doing all the work. Fun has been coming up so much in all these sessions as to something that we need to have more of. And the fact that we're always trying to be so serious with our work and working hard and the old Puritan work ethic, and that somehow we have to just work and work harder in order to have the results we want. And yet what so many of us have discovered is working too much actually gets in the way. And while Kristen continues to work, I'm going to tell you a little story. Kristen, just intervene when you're ready to rock. So I'll tell you a little story about, actually I was involved in a workshop with Alex Baisley. And he's a great person and does wonderful work with people around the kind of lifestyle and combining it with your passion and everything. And I've interviewed him for my Creativity Cafe. And so anyway, we were having a session, and I think it was somebody actually who was in the on the Facebook group, and she said, think of your business as a person and what they're like and what they're doing. And I started thinking of my business, and I just thought of this person who was always, was really bloated in their self-importance and was taking away from all the other aspects of my life. And it was like they were at the dinner table and they were doing all the talking and not letting anybody else in. And then I realized what the business that I wanted was completely different. I wanted a business that would listen and that would not take all of my life and would not be kind of dominating everything. And it was funny because it also reflected a certain the conduct of a certain family member at the dinner table that it reminded me of. So that was rather amusing. And other people had kind of interesting revelations about what by making their business into a person or imagining it as a person, what kind of person they what it was, and then just trying to think of another and what kind of a person they wanted with their business. So that's just another little framework or way of seeing things. And I guess Kristen is continuing to work, and I'm continuing to have fun.
Why don't you tell them about your body talk for business experience?
My body talk for business experience?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I could talk about it. There's so much. I'm just trying to think what to talk about. It was the main thing that I remember is that I felt blocked with my business, and I felt like nothing was coming in, and I had no idea because things had come in before. And as I said, we worked on it, and it turned out that there had been a couple of traumatic incidents, and even in what you call the cellular memory of the business that was making it was leading it to shut down and just say, I'm not open, which obviously doesn't help things. So that unblocking really has, really changed things. And I continue to work with Kristen because she's great.
Thank you.
And I think also, well, this is just to add in that all of us, in many ways, we can help other people, and yet we're not too good on working on ourselves. So I've always gone to other coaches, and a lot of the things that I've learned, the techniques I've learned, I've learned from other people, and then I apply it and help clients with it and apply it as much as I can myself. But one always also needs, from time to time, coaches or people skilled in those techniques who can see from the outside what's blocking you. Or in the case with body talk, it's just techniques that they use to sense what's going on.
Right. Well.
Yeah. Did you?
All right, so.
Oh, there was another thing that I just have to add before you.
Sure.
Is that Kristen also does some work with the Akash. I don't know if you wanted this mentioned.
The Akashic
Records? With the Akashic Records. So that can be very interesting because that can also have an influence on what on your business and your life. And in particular, I remember asking, do I have any more blocks around money that I need to go through? Because I think I've worked every single one that I can think of. And it came out that, no, I just had to turn the light that I'd been shining on other people and allowing them to release their money beliefs, and I had to shine it on myself. And also another really good advice that I've been really taking was to first take action, then analyze.
Yes.
Because I always used to analyze all my ideas out of existence. So I would not actually act on a lot of them. So and now I'm just acting on them first and then finding out in action what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, are you ready to talk to the group again?
I am.
Fantastic.
Okay, so what came up, and it may sound about as clear as mud when I go through this, so just hang in there. The first thing that came up was called a cellular repair, where they literally go in and adjust the DNA, the RNA, the cells in the body. So we're going to adjust the whole being of whatever's going on. And it's an acquired one, which means it wasn't born, the business was not born with it. It means that somewhere along the line something came in. And just kind of think about it as attaching it to your to the business. And it's a belief system, which, of course, we all grow up with those, right? And we acquire those. We're not born with these belief systems. We're given those. And it's the belief system of getting money is hard. Mm. And that entered through the heart. And it started, it's affecting the connective tissue of the business. And you can't function without the connective tissue. So that was the very first thing that came up. So money, we're going to neutralize that belief system of getting money is hard. And we're going to change.
Interesting, that came in one of the clearing sessions where somebody today actually said they were making things way too complicated.
Yeah, and we do. And that actually, I mean, that enters through our heart because that's our whole sense of being. Mm. And then that went to an interference of acquaintances' energies. So it's not necessarily your close friends or your family that may be interfering, but it's like those people on the outskirts that you know are kind of going, there's that little chitter-chatter out there going, yeah, right, that person's crazy. They're never going to make that much money. You're not friends with them, but they affect us. And then that went to the groin lymph. And the lymph in the groin is all about getting the body or the system ready to release all that toxicity. We're going to get rid of it. And then that went to the spleen. And the spleen is what filters out that toxin. They eat up the – it works on that – bacteria or the foreign objects in our bodies and our systems that shouldn't be there. And then it went to an emotional release of anxiety held in the thymus. And the thymus is right near the heart. And the thymus is actually our heart protector. So it's that anxiety is hanging out right at the heart of the business. And it's really trying to protect it. But it's not. So we're going to neutralize that as well. And that went to the solar plexus chakra of stepping into your power. And I literally saw an image of a silhouette of a person stepping out and like putting their arms out and just accepting all the light. It's quite interesting. So now what I want you to do is I want you to take your hand and I want you to tap over your head and just breathe. You're going to breathe and you're going to tap over your head. Try to get both sides of the brain because our brain is split in two. It's two hemispheres. So if you can just hit over the side, over the crown is a good place because that hits both sides. Just take some deep breaths. And I want you to say to yourself, getting money is easy. Making money is easy. And then I want you to tap over your heart. Oh, yeah. Making money is a breeze. It's so easy. And I'm going to tap over the head. And then over the heart. So when you feel you're ready to be done doing that, go ahead and stop. I'm just going to check to see if this is still a priority. And there's, because we're on a time limit, that's all that it gave me to do for the group for tonight. And integration, it's like, our computers have to download information. Sometimes it takes only a couple of seconds. Sometimes it takes hours. Our bodies and our systems have the same thing to do because it's literally shifting things around. Integration of what we just did is about 3 days because we literally changed the DNA of the business of letting so we can allow getting money is easy. And further body talk on it, that would be individual based on where you're at in your system.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. It really tied in, actually, with quite a few themes we've been working around in the clearing sessions. And a number of times it came, well, one was the belief system that, you know, you have to work really hard to get money. And also it was interesting, I was chit-chatting about fun at the time. And also what had come up was the whole, in a couple of sessions, was actually coming into your power and what that might mean. And being somewhat, actually in the one this morning, we were talking about how it was more comfortable to be in our holes of being victims, not going out. And yet we needed to come out and be powerful in the world. And so this is very interesting because it really corresponds to what we've been working on in this 10-day money marathon. So thank you so much.
Awesome.
And what I wanted to do, did you want to say anything else, or I'll open up for questions?
No, we can open up for questions.
Okay, great. So you should be able to talk now. Would anybody like to say something? Go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is Brent here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That is a shift that I know that I when I was listening to you explain the processes, it felt intuitively extremely right. Are you able to do sessions remotely or with clients all over the place?
Yes. Yep.
In other yes. Okay.
Absolutely. Most of my clients actually are remote, which
okay.
is nice.
Well, I feel so blessed to be a part of this. It's quite incredible that out of all the things that I hear about and learn about and am searching for, and something as wonderful as this healing shows up as a part of a conference call with one of my dear friends, Katie.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'll just speak a bit. It's Michaela. Thank you so much, Kristen. For me, you kind of nailed it right on the head, because I've always thought that somehow the kind of money that I would like to have would take an awful lot of work. And ultimately, I'm not interested in living a life where I only work. So thank you for really getting it right on the head, because I'm sure that that's probably one of those central beliefs that I have. Now,
absolutely.
Is there something that we can do to encourage this change over the next couple of days, or is this something we should just let it just work through the body and work through our business's body?
You really just, the beauty of this is you don't have to do anything.
Okay.
It's already doing it for yourself. However, if you're like some people, you like to be proactive. And
yes.
You can on YouTube, there are, or the Body Talk System website, the International Body Talk Association, look at the video that teaches you how to tap out your cortices.
I know how to do that. Okay.
Okay, so do that on yourself, and then do another round of tapping out your cortices. But say, tapping out my business cortices.
Okay.
Tapping out my business's cortices. Balancing the right side and left, or the left and right sides of my businesses quota fees.
Do I do that on my own body?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's just your focus is going to shift to balancing the left and right side. Because when you're tapping out your own, the phrase that I say anyway is balancing the left and right sides of my brain.
Right.
Balancing the left and right sides of my brain. So now you're going to say balancing the left and right sides of my business's brain. Balancing the left and right sides of my business's brain. And that works with, like, if you have an animal, focus on what that animal looks like. Balancing the left and right side of my cat, you know, my cat's name is Fizz Gig or Callie. So balancing the right and left sides of Fizz's brain, you know. And you can do it on yourself, but your intention is on that other item, that animal or person or business.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Kristen, just a question from that, which occurred to me. Would that be a good process to do every day? I mean, the cortices only take a few minutes to do every day before you start working on your business?
Yes. Yes. It's perfect to do. You can tap out your cortices all day long. You might get a little lightheaded. But I tap out my cortices in the morning to help wake me up. But then I will also tap out my cortices before I go to bed to help me sleep. So it's a multifaceted technique to use. And so tap out your cortices anytime you're going to be doing a presentation or you want to have more clarity in your business. Anytime you're going to be doing something and you want it to stick even better in your brain, tap out your cortices.
Yeah.
And then, Fizz just attacked me. Your son.
Is that your cat?
That's one of my cats, yeah. he's like, don't tap out my brain. If you go to bodytalksystem.com, that is the International Body Talk Association's official website. And John Veltheim, last name is spelled V-E-L. Let's see if I can actually spell it right. T-H-E-I-M is the founder of Body Talk, and he has a video on how to tap out your cortices. If you have not done it before, you can also YouTube that as well. And cortices is spelled C-O-R-T-I-C-E-S. So just tapping out cortices. And there are many different people that show you how to find one that resonates with you.
Thank you.
My eyesight has gotten better, so go ahead.
Oh, say that. You added something, and I didn't hear it, actually.
Well, my eyesight has actually gotten better from tapping out cortices when I remember to do it. So it... Yeah, it would be great to do for your business.
And it only takes a minute or two. It's just a question of, like any habit, you need to find a time or link it to some other habit so that it happens.
Yep.
I'd like to see if anybody else has a question about Body Talk or Body Talk for Business, or even if you have a question around her animal communication, you're welcome to ask that too.
Brent here.
Mm-hmm.
When you suggest
Brent.
Tapping out for your business cortices, is that something you're setting the intention for?
Yeah.
Or is that some... Okay.
Yep, because you're focusing on the business. So, I don't know, let's say you have if you want to tap out your overall cortices of the business and you don't want one focal point, then, you know, you just say balancing the left and right sides of my business's cortices balancing the left and right side of my business's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can even say balancing the left and right sides of the brain, linking to the business.
Gotcha. And are you on YouTube yourself?
Not yet. I have tried to get some videos up there. It just isn't working. I am kind of technologically challenged. Yes, yes. Well, I talk a lot about animals and healing, and I use body talks with as a combination with animals and your own healing process, as well as the business and law protection. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'm very fascinated by all this. Thank you. This is awesome.
Absolutely. And feel free to contact me and, email. I think,
yes,
Katie.
You're on Facebook through the, I've seen your contact stuff. So absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
And why don't you give them your website so that that's a way that they would easily contact you. I'll be sending out the information, but just in case people are listening to this call.
If you send it out, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
My website is just, it's my name, Kristen, Kristen Scanlon, Scanlon.com. And it has a lot of animal stuff on it, but I do everything. So.
Can I ask? Another question. Oops, Brent, did you have something else?
I just said animals are good. That's a good thing.
Yes.
That was it.
And I had a question to add around animals. Like, what can animals tell us about ourselves? Like you said something about animals and healing and how they can help us and how they might have a message for their
animals generally have, they have much deeper messages than we want to probably admit. Animals are really the barometer to how we're doing. So when we have an animal that's acting out or actually even has health issues, I always tell people if you want to know how a person is doing, look at their pet. Because when I'm feeling out of sorts, Fizz is really my true barometer. Callie is my sweet little girl. But Fizz is, he will get into anything and everything that he possibly can. It drives me even more bonkers. And when he does that, I have to step back and say, wait a second, where am I feeling out of sorts? Where am I not feeling settled? And as soon as I feel settled, he settles down. Sometimes when he's really aggressive, he has bitten me, and then I have to key in, tune into him some other way, because I'm usually too upset with him to do it myself. And he usually has a huge message about something that he's angry about that I'm not doing in my own life. The most recent one was, Mom, you have full control over your career, and why you're not taking charge, I don't know. This is ridiculous. You need to step up to the plate. And I would not have known that had he not been aggressive with me. Animals also get ill because they take on our stuff. So if an animal has, if they're going into renal failure or something along those lines, our kidneys are where we hold our fear. And so where are you afraid in life? And I have seen animals on the brink of death, once their owners get the message that they're supposed to get, they come back, and they're perfectly healthy. It's pretty impressive. Not all animals, but I have seen it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very, very powerful.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think it gives a whole new perspective about what our pets are going through, and also to look within to see what it's related to. That's amazing. I'm going to ask if anybody else would like, we're coming towards the end of the call, but I would like to allow anybody else who has a question to ask the question. So I'm going to ask
Judith,
once again.
And I have a comment, not a question. I just wanted to tell Kristen that when she was doing her work, I could truly feel so much energy coming from her. It was just so strong. And I've been around a lot of healers, and I haven't felt it as strong as that. So I just wanted to tell her that.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully that was a good thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a very good thing.
And you guys may feel some energy flowing, especially over the next couple of days while it's integrating. And things might seem a little wonky. So don't be afraid of that. Just step back and go, that's interesting. That has become my favorite phrase since starting body talk. I used to be like, well, that's not good, or that's weird. Now I'm just going, that's interesting.
Yeah, I like that a lot, and I think I'm going to use it. I do Reiki, so I'm definitely going to use that. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's not good or bad. It's just that's
interesting. Yeah.
And that's probably a great way to look at everything. Instead of reacting to all the things that we consider bad in our life, but saying that's interesting and looking for the message there.
Yeah.
Any other questions before we come to the
Brent here,
Kristen summarize? Yes, Brent?
I was with a person who does body work for me, I guess you could call it that. It's Thai massage. And I wanted to tell her what I learned from you tonight, because it's a situation where you are very talented.
Thank you.
Kristen, and you have to celebrate that. There's people out there doing phenomenal in business with something a lot less profound than you're doing right now. So maybe it's just turn up the celebration of what your abilities are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I needed to hear that today.
And, I think
my lunch partner did too, because she's a... Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, sometimes because there's a bit of a time lapse when it goes over the other person. Brent, continue.
Sorry, I'm talking a lot. I think the lady I had lunch with today would do phenomenal in an area that it's because these areas are so new, a lot of them.
Yeah.
We don't have people we can pattern off of. But someday you may be a legend in body talk, Kristen. A legend.
I am told that I'm
20 years from now they might say, and this is what she did. And you know that there was a dry period until you found the using body talk language, perhaps the pulse I'm assuming right now that you should be setting that intention that you will be a body talk legend one day, and I'm glad to know you.
Yes, I am. I have set the intention, actually, because my goal is to be in the zoo setting. And I had a dream. I've always loved Walt Disney World and with Animal Kingdom, and I actually, shortly after meeting Katie, actually, I became a contractor in their system to work with the animals doing body talk. So I now I'm just waiting for the actual call to say, now we want you to work physically with the animals because I'm in their system, and now the intention is there to actually get the call to go down there.
And to be
congratulations.
So amazing in that work.
Thank you.
And actually, maybe we should just tell the little story about how we were at a conference together, and I had just before the conference lost a very dear pet in a rather horrible railway accident and was just feeling totally devastated by it, and it was kind of... followed a number of losses. And Kristen gave me a message from my pet, and it was just very lovely and helped comfort me. And that's how our friendship started.
Yeah. It's really, animals really help us, and it all ties in together because animals help us realize our dreams. Mm. And that is why I do what I, well, that's part of what I do, is interconnecting the animals with, when you're starting a business, that's your dream. And the body talking for business is just as exciting for me as it is to body talk with animals, because it's all connected. And the animals don't quit talking to me just because I'm doing a business session. In fact, on the radio show, Real Magic, Real Miracles, we have a segment all of every week that's a message from the animals. Because some every time an animal pops in and has something to say. And it's no different for your business. And when we're connected to everything, that's when we flourish, when we have that realization.
That's beautiful. So I think what we'll do is we'll end the call on that, but I would like you to give people again ways that they can contact you and maybe any other words that you would like to add to that, but I'd just also like to say thank you so much. This has been just wonderful.
You're welcome. I really enjoyed being here. You can contact me, connect with me through Facebook. I'm in the group, so it's Kristen Hansen Scanlon, and I'm the one with the cat, and I'm facing it away in my picture. You can also email me at kristen.bodytalk@gmail.com. There's the website, kristenscanlon.com. And then I also have a fan page called Talk Positive, which is actually PAWSITIVE. So Talk Space Positive is a fan page on Facebook. And I believe that's all my connection pages. Of course, there's always Twitter and all of those, but I don't keep up on that as much.
So, well, thank you once again for all of us. And I hope people do go onto her website and look at what she's offering. And she's really, really terrific. And I, for one, am 100% behind her Disney venture, because I think she's got a huge mission out there to help the animals and also to help us. So, yay, Kristen, on to Disney.
Yay, Kristen.
Disney, yes.
Yeah.
So I can help.
We all send the message strong enough. Hopefully we'll have a call in a few weeks.
Oh, I'm talking days.
Mm.